The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
You basically lost two All-Ireland down in one season. It's only 9 months since we lost the last one.
Only Mayo could lose two All-Ireland in one season.
Yeah, that's going to be cool, isn't it?
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now. GAA on Off
the Ball. Very excited about this. When Jack O'Connor went on Paul Rice's podcast and declared that the Kerry job is a great job, who doesn't want to coach Man United? It's set in train a chain of events that has the Gaelic football world transfixed with gossip from Kerry. Since then, the Kerry County Board have issued a terse statement which notably failed to thank the outgoing management team for their 3 years in charge and said that we've appointed a subcommittee and this subcommittee is going to decide who the next Kerry manager is going to be. The various tickets emerging are a veritable who's who of Kerry football, and so the rumour and intrigue has ratcheted up as Kerry's version of Game of Thrones plays out in back rooms. Scratch that, it's not Game of Thrones. It's a John B play with some Shakespearean overtones. So in one corner, the outgoing king, let's call him King Lear, Peter Keane, who's given so much to mould the young team. Is he going to be given the opportunity to see what is beyond? We're not sure. In another, it's the returning son, a prodigal son looking for his third spin around in Jack O'Connor. Is he the Macbeth figure in this? He might be. And then you've got Seamus Moynihan, who might be Hamlet. Or not. I don't know. See, you need someone like John B to meld all these together and turn it into an Irish thing. I've clearly failed. There's also strong rumours that there are other candidates out there who are interested in the gig. I am delighted to say, to help make some sense of my nonsense, is Jerry O'Sullivan of Radio Kerry. Jerry, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Afternoon, Jerry. Good to talk to you.
So, this is really interesting, right? Before we get into the candidates and before you give me some actual sense about what's happening and who might be good or bad in the job, what we have found out this week making calls is that there's a war within the war going on here, because a bunch of jobs are coming up on various committees, up to and including the county board chairman, up to and including Munster Council gigs. And this is going to have somehow an influence on the selection process and who wins, who's seen to be favouring who, who's not seen to be favouring somebody. So all of a sudden, it's like you lift up the rock and it's like, oh my God, this is very complicated.
Yeah, well, look, it depends on what you think about what level of Game of Thrones we're actually at in Kerry as to what you believe amid the speculation. Like, it just so happens, Tim Murphy, chairman of the county board, his term is up in December. There's a convention, normally takes place in December, and there will be a new county board chairman, a number of other roles as well under consideration. So that process will happen as well, or is happening. And there, look, it could be two and two, adding two and two together and getting 10. But you would have to think that this committee of five, which was announced in that kind of strange enough statement from the county board earlier on this week, you know, that they will have to take into consideration perhaps maybe, or have some input from whoever the new chairperson of the county board will be, because whoever it is for the 5 year term will have to live with the selection of the committee as the next manager or management team. So that kind of plays into it. At the moment, one of the committee of five, Eamon Whelan of St. Sennans Club, he's the vice chair and he would be many people's pick, I suppose, to take over as chairman. But that's not to say he definitely will. There's some discussion, and we're into speculation here again, that former chairman Pat O'Sullivan, who was chairman before when Jack O'Connor won All-Irelands with Kerry, is, and also when Eamon Fitzmaurice won the All-Ireland in 2014, that he's launching a bid to try and get back into the chairman seat. So there's kind of all of that going on as well. And then if you look at Eamon Whelan himself, people are drawing lines from the fact that he's about to be the chairman of the county board, or possibly chairman of the county board, and the fact that he was a selector when Jack O'Connor was minor manager a number of years ago at the start of Kerry's five in a row run of minor All-Ireland titles. So people are saying, oh, it's all been arranged and this is part of it. He'll be chairman. He'll want Jack in the job. But none of that is guaranteed because he's not the only voice at the table and not the only member of that committee that will have their say. And we don't even know if he does favour a return of Jack O'Connor or not. One thing we do know, and this is from local reporting this week, is that, and I know a lot's been read into the fact that the statement didn't thank Peter Keane for his term. I think the reason he didn't thank him is because he's still very much part of the process.
Okay, that's or interesting.
He wants to be in. It's understood, and I'll say it again, it's understood he was aware that the statement was coming out. He was kept appraised of the fact that this statement was coming out. And that then would suggest that this will be a process of selection, and that, you know, they'll be choosing from among a number of people as to who will be the next man on the job.
Okay, look, I'm not going to lie. We wanted to talk to you, but we also wanted to talk to some of the former Kerry players to see what they thought of this. But almost to a man, they were like, ooh, I'm just going to let this one play out here and see exactly what happens. For a county that notoriously is happy to talk, that you could say has talk in its DNA, as you know every day from your radio show, they've gone stum, which is very strange for me.
I think the reason for that is it's such a big call. It's a huge call. And it could, at this point, go either way. I mean, it could go any one of three ways, I suppose, if you look at the candidates. If you want to talk about the candidates for it, you've got Peter Keane, who's reportedly, again, we've heard nothing, reportedly interested in the job. If that statement about him being aware the statement was coming out and kept appraise of it is true, then he obviously definitely wants another crack at it, perhaps maybe for two more years. And then you have the situation of Jack O'Connor and everything that's played out there with his, let's call it an intervention on the Irish Examiner podcast. When he talked about the Man United of football, who wouldn't want to do the job. Then his dramatic departure days later of Kildare and the tone of the statement from Kildare saying he was well down the road and he's planning, but now has said, you know, I no longer can commit to the job. And then you have the other side of it is Seamus Moynihan, former Kerry great, himself involved in club management here. He was involved in the backroom team of the under-21s a few years ago with Darragh O'Shea at the time, and Donny Buckley's name comes into it then. He's an interesting figure in the middle of all of this because he is a highly regarded coach. He was coaching Mayo, credited with their progress over the last number of years, progression to multiple All-Ireland finals. Some talk that he wanted to return to Kerry, though he's returned several times. He was involved under Jack O'Connor, parted ways with him, somewhat, if the truth be told, acrimoniously in terms of it wasn't agreed that it was going to happen. And then he also was involved. And if you take yourself back to when Peter Keane was first appointed in 2018, he was involved in his backroom team. But then again, he left after a while. And that was controversial because that, you know, the suggestion at the time was that Donny Buckley was a pick of the county boards, Peter Keane's, in terms of his backroom team.
He'd been foisted on Keane. That was essentially what we were told. Now it turns out he's a bit of a genius. So like,
the question is, well, it's a question now of, is there two or three possibilities here? You've got Peter Keane and his management team. You've got Tommy Griffin there as well, Maurice Fitzgerald and others. You have got Jack O'Connor. And then you've got Seamus Moynihan, and the suggestion would be Seamus Moynihan and Donny Buckley a package. And Donny Buckley would be the coach on the field, Seamus Moynihan the manager. Now, there's also another possibility, and this, again, is the realms of speculation, that the management team that could be picked, or perhaps is one of the ones being considered, is Jack O'Connor, Seamus Moynihan and Donny Buckley. So that's another thing to consider.
So a dream team, super amalgamation, super group.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. Look, it's a possibility. Now, there are some other names. There was mentioned him, Fitzmaurice. I think too early to suggest he would come back. He's got a young family. He's a job as a principal of a school. A lot on his plate. He ruled himself out, I think. And there's a few other names in there. I mean, there's Stephen Stack, former All-Ireland winner in 97 with Kerry. He's been managing, you know, Austin Stacks and Legion clubs here. And a couple of other names, but I don't think they're very seriously in the reckoning at the moment. It seems to be that it will be Peter Keane and or some form of Jack O'Connor, perhaps Seamus Moynihan and Donny Buckley. And then that brings us on to what sort of a process we'll have, whether it will be just a committee meeting and assessing or whether interviews will be involved here and then they'll pick following the interviews.
You'd assume presentations and interviews and this is our vision and this is how much it's all going to cost. I'll get to that in a minute. But what about Declan O'Sullivan in all this? Because obviously he was captain under Jack O'Connor and he's kind of the relationship between Declan and Jack is one of the central themes of Jack O'Connor's book. And it's just assumed that Declan will be somehow part of Jack's group and then will be the succession plan. But is that automatic? Declan O'Sullivan always struck me as being his own man.
Yes, I don't know if it would be. It could happen, but Declan's with the under-20s. And I think the question of Declan is that he's still learning his trade. And when it was initially revealed, obviously, that when it initially saw that Tyrone beat us in the semi-final and Peter Keane's term was up as manager, his three-year term, his name was thrown into the mix there. But most people would have dismissed it, saying, look, he's got enough in his plate with the under-20s, needs a few more years. And maybe a good option for the future. And he would be definitely his own man. A lot of this comes down to ambition as well, Ger. Who wants it? Who thinks they can do it? There was initial talk, remember, of Tomás O'Shea being the right man. People very impressed with his analysis and tactical awareness on the Sunday game during the last couple of years. And then in the middle of it all, he ups and goes to the backroom team of Offaly. And he's going, if you talk about Declan Sullivan for the future, you think Tomás O'Shea is going to Offaly for more than Ryder Cup tickets from Shane Lowry. He's going to kind of learn his trade and develop possibly with an eye to coming down the road and challenging for the Kerry job as well. So there's all those subplots going on. But from that team, the Tomás O'Shea's and Declan O'Sullivan's, the thoughts would be too early in their post-playing careers and too early in their managerial careers for them to be considered as runners for this job.
Let's get to the succession planning here, because on the face of it, Peter Keane getting the gig when he got the gig looked like that made reasonable sense in that he'd come through with a bunch of those players. Why was there no obvious succession plan if the Keane era didn't work? Or was there? Was Jack O'Connor part of that succession plan, but then he ended up going to Kildare? Why, for example, is Donaghy in Armagh? Why is, you've already talked about, Tomás
that's
going
to... That's one of the names I forgot to mention, Kieran Donaghy. And look, to an extent, I suppose that is a question that did come up if Peter... Let's just say Peter Keane decided on the evening of the Kerry throw match, that's it, I'm done, I've done my best shot. People would be looking around saying, well, who are the viable alternatives? Because Jack O'Connor was with Kildare at that stage. So people were looking around, who's got the experience, who can do the job, and where is the succession planning, and why is Kieran Donaghy in with Armagh? So that is one of the questions. And I imagine that's one of the things the county board will be examining in terms of looking further down the line. I mean, the current minor manager has been reappointed at post, James Costello. Like, he hasn't torn up any trees as minor manager, but at the same time, a lot of work is going on at development squads in Kerry for the last number of years. A lot of good work goes on there. And that's why we have, I suppose, the quality player that is coming through underage. But you look at those players, Kieran Donaghy, Tomás O'Shea, you look at Declan O'Sullivan, maybe that is the succession plan. And part of it comes with they're allowed and they're picked in these positions for, you know, under 20s, under 21s, as it used to be, or minors, and they're involved to give them experience, give them a taste for the end of it. But at some stage, it isn't as straightforward as this is the person we anoint. It comes down to who does well enough, either at club level or at the county level, who wants it more as well, and who has the ambition, and who as well, as we talk about that process on selection and expenses and who's going to be my backroom team. That's more and more been coming into it over the last number of years. It's not just about the person in charge.
No.
It's about what they bring, the plans
who
they have.
Who can you bring? How much can you raise?
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing is the player management as well. And bear in mind, in the middle of all this, and there's been some suggestions and reportings of players being supportive of Peter Keane continuing. We don't know that for sure. The players reportedly are meeting themselves in sort of an end of season review this Saturday coming. So that will have to factor in, even though there's no player on the committee.
Yeah.
Former player Donald Daly is there, but he's an employee of the County Board Games Development Manager. And that definitely, I'd imagine, will be taken on board when it comes to who the players and what input they'll have into who they want either staying on or taking over next year.
Two other things. In the conversations that we've had on and off the record, mostly off the record, people have described the situation as a bit of a shit show. That was a direct quote from a couple of different people, and they hearkened back to various interactions with the county board over the years where they would have gone for underage gigs, for example, and not been told that they'd been unsuccessful. It was just left twisting in the wind, and then the announcement would come that somebody else got the gig, and still they wouldn't be told that they hadn't got the gig. So I think that, you know, I'm not sure that the succession planning has been as, would you say, developed, evolved, as it might have been. And then the other thing that came through from a few different sources was that actually the finances of the Kerry County Board aren't as in rude health as they would have been. Obviously, COVID had an impact, not just on the bums on seats at the club championship matches, but also the ability to fundraise in the United States. Essentially, that tap got turned off. And so therefore, it has been a bit of a financial burden. And so that might be a consideration when it comes to the county team over the next couple of years. If you can come in with a plan that keeps costs at a level while still promising success, that's a dream scenario that the county board might be looking at you going, whew, we might get out of jail here, lads.
Yeah, that could be another consideration. Kerry just finished building their centre of excellence in Currans. A lot of money was fundraised in the United States. Perhaps maybe, as you said, suggest that the United States sources are tapped out after that. But it costs a lot to run and there is debt attached to it. So that definitely will be a consideration. And remember as well, for the fundraising side of it, getting to an All-Ireland final is a big deal on that side of it. County Board are running a winner house in Killarney competition this year. That would have maybe perhaps sold a lot more tickets if there was two or three more weeks of involvement. There are golf classics, there are champions racing nights at Greyhound Stadium in Tralee, all associated with a team that's doing well and a team that's winning. And that has been hit by the unusual nature of the last two seasons we've gone through. First of all, the shock of 2 years ago of being knocked out by Cork, and then the disappointment not making it to an All-Ireland final. So that does come into it. It's a big backroom team. It is big costs. It's the highest of standards expected by the players. So that undoubtedly will feed in to the thinking in some manner or form. And then the ability to be in an All-Ireland final will also feed into that as well. If you get into one, first of all, if you win one, that's very good for the coffers, and that would be a consideration that they'll kind of have to get it right for next year.
Now that you bring it up, there was a minor furore around the extra tenner that was put on for the All-Ireland final tickets a couple of years ago. I don't know if you remember, it was a 24-hour story, and obviously they didn't get that facility to put the extra tenner on to try and raise funds, and every penny counts, particularly post-COVID. And as you say, that was one of the other things people were saying, turning the lights on in the Centre of Excellence costs money, essentially, because the running costs are something that need to be factored in. You need a successful team, and you need bums on seats in club matches. So a very interesting time. And also, when we haven't even once mentioned the playing stock. Like, there's an assumption outside that the playing stock is so high and so good that it's inevitable that this team will win in All-Ireland. But you guys in Kerry have a memory and a recollection of what happened after the team from the 80s and how long it was before Morris Fitz eventually dragged the team over the line against Mayo in 97. There's nothing guaranteed, particularly not when Tyrone are getting their shit together, Armagh are getting good, Monaghan are decent, the Dubs will come back. Yeah. It ain't guaranteed.
Yeah. And you've got the Shane Lowry project in Offaly, maybe a year or two down the line for featuring him with the under-20s. I mean, yeah, it's undoubted. I don't think we're in the same space as we were when Mick O'Dwyer left. It was admitted afterwards that there was a mistake that was made. Not enough work had been done on development squads. A long number of years ago now, Mickey Ned O'Sullivan, former Kerry manager himself, of course, and Limerick manager, he got involved, and the county board as well were very aware of it. They've been working very hard at underage level, at development squad level, from 15s up. And that has borne fruit and is continuing to bear fruit as well. There are some good quality players that are still coming through from that system. So we're not at the cliff edge that there was in 86, shall we say.
So that's why everybody wants the gig then. You get to work with Clifford and Sean O'Shea in their peak years, and there is a pipeline of talent coming through.
Yeah, I will say one thing. Look, you can say, there's this talent, but there's talented players in every county. It's how they're gelled together. And one other side of this, speaking of the players meeting on Saturday, and it may factor into how they feel about who takes them over, I think the players are intelligent enough, football-wise and everything else, and aware enough to know that, you know, what happened, you can. There's plenty of postmortems down here about what wasn't done on the sideline, but the players themselves will be aware of, well, you know, decision making on the field wasn't great on that day either, and that'll be a factor. And unless you have leaders that come forward, and we may as well be losing a couple of leaders between now and the start of next season, depending on whether, you know, David Moran or Tommy Walsh or other players say, look, I've had enough and it's time to step off. That's another factor into it. The on-field management, game management, will be very, very important. You can have all the talented players that you want. You can get them as physically fit as possible. But if they aren't there to take the game by the scruff of the neck when it's going against them and do something and maybe make slightly better decisions, then that's factor as well into whether you win an All-Ireland or not.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if Tyrone winning was good or bad for Peter Keane's candidacy, given how close they were to win in that game. If there isn't a square ball for the goal that gets scored, it doesn't get, you know, if the shot gets taken after Morgan gets rounded, that's a goal, game over essentially. Yeah. And Kerry are in an All-Ireland final, and look, we saw Mayo didn't perform, you know.
So yeah, and his supporters would be saying, like, they would be staying there, hold on a second here, you know, we lost by a point to the eventual All-Ireland champions after extra time. We hugely unlucky things happened in the game, a little bit better decision making on field, and we could have been out the gap into an All-Ireland final against Mayo and possibly have the All-Ireland one now. So people would be saying in favour of him, saying, look, that's the situation. But as against that, there are some who would say, look, last year as well as this year, the picking of the team against Cork, the fact that they didn't do it, they got shocked and knocked out by a team that were eventually beaten by Tipperary. His stock started to fall a little bit, and questions being asked by in-game management or about his in-game management, that was added to as well by what happened against Tyrone. So there's that to it as well in terms of it. There are some who are saying, look, hold on a second, why change now? These players know him. They're not that far away. They came close in 2019, aberration in 2020, and they were close again this year, losing after extra time.
Yeah, so his supporters are saying that. There's a guy called John Hoare on YouTube who's just said exactly that. Keane's been unlucky, lost after the replay to the Dubs, free goal against Cork and an extra time against Tyrone. So that's one camp, and the other camp is obviously, well, he's had this incredible, talented group for 3 years. That's it, time to move on. So yeah. I talked about the runners and riders. Do you think it's actually two camps now, that Moynihan camp is being slowly subsumed into the Jack O'Connor camp, and that they will go as some kind of dream, almost a Tyrone-esque joint manager style thing? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I think it probably is. And the reason why it would be a risk for the county board to go with Seamus Moynihan and Donny Buckley on their own is because if it doesn't work, what would be said? And like, Jack O'Connor has a proven track record. Every time he's come back, he took over and came back, won All-Irelands straight away. He also has an innate ability to spot good players coming through. And he's a good player manager. He's a good man manager. And he would certainly would have the track record and the confidence to think, yes, I can do something with this team. I know the extra 2% or 5% that they need. I feel I can get it out of them. And it just may be too tempting for the county board not to say, right, we'll take them as a package, rather than either giving it to Jack on his own with another management team, or then Jack and Seamus Moynihan and Donny Buckley. It might just be too tempting an offer to pass up if that's the way they decide to go.
Okay, so that's one camp. And then the other camp is Peter Keane, who obviously is very close to getting them over the line. So which is favourite? Which is more likely of these two outcomes at this point?
Look, it's impossible to say with any sort of clarity, because we don't know what the process is going to be. Is it going to be an interview? Will Peter Keane freshen up his management team? Will he come with a plan of saying, look, I'm going to have this person involved next year, this is the direction I'm going to do, this is where it went wrong for us. What will the players' input into it be to say that, yes, we want to go this direction, or we feel that, you know, things weren't done right on the sideline? So if I had to guess, I would suggest perhaps maybe they may look to move on and freshen things up. But that's a complete guess on my behalf.
Give me a timeline here, Jerry, because one of the off the record people that we spoke to was suggesting that nothing will happen before the end of October, perhaps, and that it'll be connected to, you know, some sense at least at that point of who the new county board chairman is going to be, so everybody can kind of vote with their knowledge that this has the support of the incoming new administration. But perhaps you think it might be as soon as next week?
I think I'm hearing from talking to people that it would be sooner rather than later. And I think the reason for that probably is because we've got the county championship coming up. The club championships have started, but the county championship is the marquee competition. The new management want to have a good look at the players. Like, Kenmare and Temple Noe played in the senior club championship 2 weeks ago, and the Kerry players were taking lumps out of each other on the field. There was no love lost. So they're competitive. And also, I think the fact that the county board convention is coming up, nomination forms will be going out. They will want to have it done and dusted well in advance of the contest, if there is to be one, for who the new county board chairperson will be and the new positions on the county board will be. I think they will want to get it out of the way. And they'll be aware as well of the speculation. And the longer it goes on, the more of a vacuum, the more of a chance for controversy. I think they'll get their business done relatively quickly. I'd be saying a week to 10 days.
Right.
Again, look, I could be wrong.
Well, that's exciting. And then last question, is there going to be a unification after this? Is everybody on board? Will it definitely be peace in Kerry and a unified county board who, you know, will thank the outgoing management team the next time a statement gets issued, and we'll have a succession plan, and we'll tell everybody about their fundraising activities and all that kind of stuff? Is it a new era of Glasnost, or...
I don't know. I did think the statement, it reminded me of an old statement from the old Politburo of the USSR. We will not be commenting until the process is finished. But I don't know if we're going to get that openness and transparency you're talking about. But I think there will be a united front. A lot of that will depend on whether Sam Maguire is safely resting within the county bounds next July, August. And that will be the ultimate tale of the tape. And as always in Kerry, look, there's a lot of good judges of football down here, but things get pretty vicious when things go wrong. The demands are crazy. It's already been talked about 2014, 2021. It's already been talked about as another famine. That'll tell you the atmosphere that surrounds Kerry management appointments and the demands for excellence and success at senior football level here. So that's the atmosphere. And the new manager will have to operate in that level. So, you know, they will, once it's picked, they'll get all the support in the world, that's for sure. But if the All-Ireland isn't delivered, then there will be trouble and there'll be questioning of the process that's going on now if it isn't successful. One person I didn't mention, and his name was in the offing, I don't think he's in the mix now, is Pat O'Shea. And I remember after he won the All-Ireland in 2007, speaking to him in my news talk days, he paid the point that people were saying, look, the management job is vicious. It's kill or be killed. Managers being sacked all over the place. Do we need to lay off manager? He said, look, this is the name of the game. The press attention is the name of the game. If you can't stand the heat in the kitchen, then you need to get out. This is what you understand when you take over as a manager and as a manager of Kerry. And whoever the new person is, I think they'll be aware and fully aware of the pressure that comes with the job. And that's all part and parcel of it. As vicious as it is, as unfair as it is, as crazy the expectations are, that's all part of being manager of Kerry.
It is Man United. Gerry, great stuff. Thanks a million for joining us. Cheers.
No problem, Ger. GAA on Off the Ball.